Chapter 15, Property Management and AMP, Leasing the Management Profession. Most metropolitan areas have local associations of building and property owners and managers that are affiliates of regional and national associations. All of these professional organizations provide information and contacts for all aspects of property management. Here is a list of some well-known associations. Building Owners and Managers Association International, BOMA Commercial Real Estate. Building Owners and Managers Institute International, BOMI Education Programs for Commercial Property and Facility Management Industries. Community Associations Institute, CI Homeowners Associations, Condominiums, and Other Planned Communities. Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM Multifamily and Commercial Real Estate Designation. International Council of Shopping Centers, ICSC Shopping Centers Worldwide. National Apartment Association, NAH, Multifamily Housing Industry. National Association of Home Builders, NAB, all aspects of home building. National Association of Residential Property Managers, NARPM, single family and small residential properties. The Property Manager. In addition to leasing, managing, marketing, and overall maintenance of real estate owned by others, it is also expected that a property manager function as a market analyst, residential leasing agent, accountant, advertising specialist, and maintenance person all in the same day. In addition, the property manager frequently interacts with people in various professions, including lawyers, environmental engineers, and accountants. The property manager has three principal responsibilities. Achieve the objectives of the property owners. Generate income for the owners. Preserve and/or increase the value of the investment property. Some property managers work for property management companies. These firms manage properties for a number of owners under management agreements, discussed later. Other property managers are independent. The property manager has an agency relationship with the owner, which involves greater authority and discretion over management decisions than an employee would have. Illinois property managers must be licensed managing brokers under a sponsoring broker because they engage in collecting rent, negotiating leases and rentals, and procuring tenants, among other functions. However, the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 specifically exempts resident managers of apartment buildings, duplexes, and apartment complexes from licensure requirements when their primary residence is on the premises being managed. Illinois permits individuals whose real estate practice is limited to leasing or renting residential property, collecting rent, negotiating leases, and similar activities to obtain a residential leasing agent license instead of the broader scope broker or managing broker license. An individual with a residential leasing agent license must be sponsored by a sponsoring broker. Securing management business. Possible sources of a property management business include corporate owners, apartment buildings, owners of small rental residential properties, homeowners associations, investment syndicates, trusts, and owners of office buildings. Property managers' responsibilities: financial reports. One of the primary responsibilities of a property manager is maintaining financial reports, including an operating budget, cash flow report, profit and loss statement, and budget comparison statement. Operating budget. An operating budget is the projection of income and expense for the operation of a property over a one-year period. This budget, developed before attempting to rent property, is based on anticipated revenues and expenses and provides the owner the amount of anticipated profit. The property manager and owner use the operating budget as a guide for the property's financial performance in the present and future. Income. Income includes gross rentals collected, delinquent rental payments, utilities, vending contracts, late fees, and storage charges. Any losses from uncollected rental payments or evictions are deducted from the total gross to arrive at the total adjusted income. Expenses. Fixed and variable expenses include administrative costs, including building personnel, operating expenses, and maintenance costs. Fixed expenses that remain constant and do not change include employee wages, utilities, and other basic operating costs. Variable expenses may be recurring or non-recurring and can include capital improvements, building repairs, and landscaping. Cash flow report. A cash flow report is a monthly statement that details the financial status of the property, Sources of income and expenses are noted, as well as net operating income and net cash flow. The cash flow report is the most important financial report because it provides a picture of the current financial status of a property. The formula for arriving at cash flow is as follows. Gross rental income plus other income less losses incurred equals total income. Total income less operating expenses equals net operating income before debt service, example mortgage payments. Net operating income before debt service less reserves equals cash flow profit and loss statement. This is a financial picture of the revenues and expenses used to determine whether the business has made money or suffered a loss. The statement is created from the monthly cash flow reports and does not include itemized information. A formula for profit and loss statement looks like this: gross receipts, minus expenses, minus total mortgage payments, which includes principal and interest, equals net profits. Budget comparison statement. The budget comparison statement compares the actual results with the original budget, often giving either percentages or a numerical variance of actual versus projected income and expenses. New opportunities. Community association management. The prevalence of homeowners and condominium associations, combined with complex planning and development codes, have placed new demands on property managers. Working as part of a team, property managers assist in providing a comprehensive array of services to volunteer boards. The Illinois Community Association Manager Licensing and Disciplinary Act was created to provide for the regulation of managers of community associations. To ensure that managers are qualified to engage in community association management. To provide for high standards of professional conduct by those licensed. Anyone acting under this license cannot perform any activities for which a real estate broker's license is required, under the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. Resort housing. Managing second home and resort rentals presents specific challenges. These managers must be able to care for and maintain often vacant properties and be able to attract and manage short-term tenants. Housing for the near elderly and elderly. Opportunities abound in managing housing for the near elderly and elderly, many of which are federally assisted housing programs. Since subsidized housing is involved, these property managers need to be familiar with state and federal rules pertaining to eligibility requirements and income verification. Manufactured homes. Homes built in factories meeting HUD specifications are called manufactured homes, incorrectly, mobile homes. These homes are permanently attached to concrete pads or foundations. They can be placed on individual lots or in manufactured home communities. They are taxed as real estate. Mobile homes. These homes are designed to be towed from place to place, and as a result consist of lighter construction which does not age well. Some mobile homes are located in mobile home parks or communities and are not moved once they are placed on a lot. They are normally not permanently attached to the land and as such, are taxed as personal property. The majority of these lots are rented, day, week, month, year, but some are purchased by the mobile homeowner. Concierge services. A new area for property managers to specialize in is the training and managing of concierge staff for office buildings and other settings. Concierge staff is responsible for anything from arranging for taxi rides to assisting with visual aid equipment for a conference. Asset management. Asset managers monitor a portfolio of properties similar to a securities portfolio by analyzing the performance of the properties and making recommendations to the owners of the properties. Real property asset management helps clients decide what type of real estate to invest in, commercial or residential, which property is best to purchase, the best financial sources for a real estate purchase, and when to dispose of property. Corporate property managers. Corporate property managers manage properties for corporations that invest in real estate or medium and large-sized companies that have a large number of real estate properties for corporate operations. Typically, corporate property managers are employees of the corporation and not independent contractors. Residential leasing agents. Residential leasing agents are usually independent contractors working for a sponsoring broker on a commission basis, and are in high demand because of their skill in securing lessees. The management plan and agreement. The management plan. Property management begins with a management plan prepared by the property manager. A management plan outlines the details of the owner's objectives with the property, as well as what the property manager expects to accomplish and how, including all financial objectives. In preparing a management plan, a property manager analyzes three factors. The owner's objectives. The regional and neighborhood market. The specific property. Occupancy, absorption rates, and new starts are critical indicators. The plan also includes a budgetary section on sources of revenue and anticipated expenses. The management agreement. The first step in taking over the management of any property is to enter into a management agreement with the owner. This agreement creates a general agency relationship between the owner and the property manager. It defines the duties and responsibilities of each party. It is also a guide used in operating the property as well as a reference in case of future disputes. Like any other contract involving real estate, the management agreement should be in writing. It should include the following. Description of the property. This should include the street address of the property as well as the legal description. Time period the agreement covers. This would include specific provisions for termination. Definition of the management's responsibilities. All the manager's duties should be specifically stated in the contract. Any limitations or restrictions on what the manager may do should be included. Statement of the owner's purpose. The owner should clearly state what the manager is to accomplish. One owner may want to maximize net income, while another will want to increase the capital value of the investment. Long-term goals are often key. Extent of the manager's authority. This provision should state what authority the manager is to have in matters such as hiring, firing, and supervising employees, fixing rental rates for space, and making expenditures and authorizing repairs. Repairs that exceed a certain expense limit may require the owner's written approval. Reporting. The frequency and detail of the manager's periodic reports on operations and financial position should be agreed on. These reports serve as a means for the owner to monitor the manager's work and operational trends. They form a basis for shaping management policy. Management fee. The fee may be based on a percentage of gross or net income, a fixed fee, or some combination of these and other factors. The fee must be negotiated between the property manager and the principal. In addition, the property manager may be entitled to a commission on new rentals and renewed leases. Allocation of costs. The agreement should state which of the property manager's expenses, such as office rent, office help, telephone, advertising, and association fees, will be paid by the manager. Other costs will be paid by the owner. Antitrust provisions. Management fees are subject to the same antitrust considerations as sales commissions. Equal opportunity statement. Residential property management agreements should include a statement that the property will be shown, rented, and otherwise made available to all persons protected by state or federal law.